Ex-transgender women sues medical providers over gender-affirming surgeries. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on February 21, 2023. A Canadian woman who has detransitioned from her lifestyle as a transgender male reportedly filed a lawsuit against the medical providers who approved and performed her permanent, life-altering gender-affirming surgeries. Michelle Zakinia is a 34-year-old woman from Orillia, Ontario, who underwent a bilateral mastectomy and hysterectomy while she was under the impression that she was a transgender male. "I've been holding this card close to my chest for a while, and I'm ready to show it. In November 2022, I commenced legal action against the Canadian healthcare providers that facilitated my medical transition in Ontario," Zakinia tweeted. Zakinia's lawsuit claims that her desire to transition was never challenged by her various healthcare providers, who affirmed her beliefs instead of providing medical alternatives. "The defendants permitted Michelle to self-diagnose as transgender and prescribe her own treatment without providing a differential diagnosis or proposing alternative treatments," her claim filed in the Ontario Superior Court of Justice reportedly states. In a blog post, Zakinia explained that after lifelong struggles with bullies, depression, anxiety, self-harm, and a suicide attempt, the catalyst for her transition came after she was introduced to the concept of gender identity at 21 years old on Tumblr in 2009. "It was 2009, 6 or 7 years before transgender exploded into popular culture, and nearly all of the information I got came from Tumblr and LiveJournal," Zakinia wrote. "In less than a year and a half, I went from questioning to injecting hormones. I became convinced that being transgender explained my entire life." Zakinia was ultimately diagnosed with autism, ADHD, and depression, among other mental illnesses, 7 years after doctors prescribed her testosterone. "Despite this, my identity was, again, affirmed by professionals and not considered something to look further into," Zakinia wrote. "Online, I existed in an echo chamber of social justice activism, but I didn't see that as a bad thing." Zakinia began to question her transgender worldview after watching her roommate's detransition, she explained. "Between online false authorities and real-life medical ones, I was never exposed to the idea that my worldview might be wrong until my roommate detransitioned," she wrote. "As he explored why he mistakenly thought he was trans, my own reasons came into question." Zakinia is one of several ex-transgenders worldwide, including Chloe Cole and Camille Kiefel in the U.S., who are suing the healthcare providers who administered their gender-affirming transition surgeries. Ex-transgenders are beginning to detransition and speak out against transition surgeries as they grow older and live with the permanent decision to alter their body. As Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reported, "The young people who quit the ideology recognize that they cannot transition to the opposite sex, and so they detransition from the ideology. Once they escape the pull of transgenderism, they can grapple and overcome their often immature feelings of inadequacy, confusion, sexual fear, and other psychological problems, and then return to a normal life. I will live the rest of my life without breasts, with a deepened voice and male pattern balding, and without the ability to get pregnant. Removing my completely healthy uterus is my greatest regret," Zakinia wrote. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.